Companies who ask Cincinnati for job creation tax credits could soon have to pay a minimum qualifying wage. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. A city council committee approved the issue Monday, and the full council votes Wednesday if Mayor Cranley places it on the agenda. The minimum hourly wage would be $12.50 starting July 1st and gradually increase to $15 by July 2019. Councilmember Chris Seelbach and other supporters say taxpayers shouldn't subsidize jobs that are below the city's living wage.
This is not going to hurt jobs. It's going to ensure we don't subsidize poverty wage jobs.
Seelbach says a similar program is successful in Columbus. Councilmembers Mann and Smitherman voted against the proposal. Smitherman wanted to wait on a report from city administrators.
I want to understand how this policy from the administration impacts everything else we're trying to do, and I think that's a reasonable thing to do.
Council is using this approach to try to adjust wages because Ohio law prohibits cities from creating a minimum wage higher than the one set by the state. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.